Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. This is the A section, 958A, and that means this is the news of the week and what it means to you. Really important study this week on prevention of dementia. Doing just five things decreases your risk 60% no matter what your genetics. That's really amazing. And these aren't even the toughest things. Large study, 196,000 people. We'll get to that. But first, a dangerous bacteria can survive disinfectant. What does that mean you should do when you visit a hospital? How much caffeine may trigger a migraine, according to a new study? In the U.S., getting the right medicine after a heart attack depends on where you live. Yeah, not your socioeconomic status or anything else, just where you live in the country. Different doctors seem to practice differently. The climate change, the heat wave proved dangerous for kidney patients, and how exercise lowers the risk of Alzheimer's by changing your brain. Yet we know a lot more about it. And another startling thing, 79% of primary care physicians are burned out. Epilepsy patients may live longer with specialist care. Is that due to the burnout? Well, maybe it's due to the expertise that specialists have, neurologists who specialize in epilepsy have. Social stress is tied to lower bone density after menopause, and 2% of women who have children. Now, let's just think of that. There are 4 million births a year, so 10% is 400,000. One-fifth of that is 80,000, 2%. Are addicted to opioids after childbirth. What are we to do about that? Well, we've got a great guest coming up on the B segment. The B segment in 959B, that's next week's B segment, is John Halpern talking about opium, how an ancient flower shaped and poisoned our world. But let's get into, and by the way, the B this time, how to prevent a stroke, very important. But let's get into the stories this week. The dangerous bacteria, that's Clostridium difficile, which kills about 29,000 people a year, is 500,000 people. It's more common as a infectious agent in hospitals. It's passed around. But when you visit a hospital, what do? Well, we use disinfectant, dilute bleach, and ultraviolet light, and a whole bunch of other things. Turns out this bacteria has learned how to protect itself from dilute bleach. So you have to use 1 in 10 bleach. That's toxic, if you will, to most things, even to many materials. But that's what's going to have to happen. Alcohol doesn't do it, so what do? Make sure you don't touch things when you get in the hospital. Avoid touching things. Leave your shoes outside, etc. And then make sure you wash with soap and water well. And if your clothes need it, put them in the washer at a very high temperature with bleach as much as you can if you get exposed.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
How much caffeine can trigger a migraine? Well, it turns out that 3 servings of caffeinated beverage seem to be the tipping point. So stay under 3 servings, at least in this study, if you have a migraine predisposition. Getting the right medicine. If you have a heart attack, you don't want to live, apparently, in the South, because the high-intensity statins, that is statins to get your LDL under 70, or what you should get, as well as aspirin, as well as a platelet inhibitor, are less common in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, as opposed to the rest of the country. So Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, if you're in those, say, am I getting a high-intensity statin? Is my cholesterol going to get below 70? Am I getting both aspirin, and did you give me a prescription for a platelet blocker in addition to aspirin? Climate change heat waves, yeah, they're causing kidney patients to get dehydrated and die. This is a bad news story. Kidney patients, when the heat wave comes, make sure you stay inside, or at least make sure your electrolytes stay in the normal range. Atopic dermatitis, this is a really unmet need. People get it. How many people get this allergic or eczema? Turns out that it's 20 to 30% will have mild to severe disease, and we don't have great treatments for it. We've always used cortisol or cortisol ointments. New drugs are on the way. How to tell if your skin product causes you to break out in acne, or your perfume, or your whatever you're taking, put on a little behind, in a place where you don't want, where people won't see it, upper arm maybe if you cover it, or behind the ear, or on a inner leg area, wherever you, and see if it causes it. Exercise decreases your risk of Alzheimer's, but I'm not going to cover that story as much as I want to cover the, we know the mechanism, and it appears that when you stress a muscle, it releases a hormone that gets across the blood-brain barrier and protects your brain or increases your brain size. Well, it turns out that in this study, you can actually getting aerobically fit also helped with the brain handling sugar better. So two mechanisms. But the major study this week of all the studies is that 5 habits decrease the genetic risk for Alzheimer's by over 60%. A good diet, 30 minutes of exercise, limiting alcohol to a half drink a day at most, and not smoking made dementia much less likely, 60%. And of course, one other factor, engaged in cognitive pursuits, talking to friends, that is, doing intellectual things. We also know that you can decrease it further by doing speed of processing games. For those members of AARP, go online and get speed of processing games, $5 for the year. For those not a member of AARP, you can still do speed of processing games inexpensively. Sign up BrainHQ for Double Decision and Freeze Frame. Those are the ones I do anyway that have really good data. But just doing those, if you had a risk, for example, your risk is about twice as much if you have the APOE4 gene. Well, you lower that to even less than the normal risk by doing these 5 habits. Not eliminating risk, but lowering it considerably. 2 E4s, which would increase your risk to 90%, Well, you do these habits, it's down to 30% risk over your lifetime. So really tremendous data showing you, just like you get to change your genetic history on everything else, get to change it on this area as well. You get to prevent dementia if you want to. That's pretty impressive. Of all the things I can say for you to do those five habits. Less alcohol than you normally would have. No tobacco. Cognitive pursuits. 30 minutes of physical activity a day. That can be walking, swimming, whatever you want. Gardening. Vacuuming counts. And then, if you will, eating more plant-based, less red meat in your diet. Those just five things decreased it 60% in this large study of over 190,000 people followed for 8 years in England. Pretty darn impressive data. And exercise is key in working. 79% of primary care physicians are burned out. Make sure you treat your primary care physician with kid gloves. Be nice to them. Follow what they say. And whatever you do, primary care physicians are at a premium, so make sure you treat them nicely. If you have epilepsy or know someone who does, get them to a specialist. This is true with any disease that has specialty care because it is twice they lived longer. How much longer? About 4 years longer if they got specialty care than if they got regular care. Routine screening for pancreatic cancer, not worth it. And 2% of women, after getting opioids for childbirth, had it long-term. That is, stayed with opioid use and got addicted. Now, it doesn't say they got addicted. It said they have long-term need for opioid use. 1.7% of those with vaginal deliveries, 2.2% of those with cesarean section. People are giving them too many pills and they're getting addicted when they go home. You probably can do it with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and local anesthetics, long-acting local anesthetics. If you can, take those as your long-term. So the messages from today, by far, be careful when you go to a hospital and wash well. Use bleach. If you get contaminated, if you don't, try and stay away from touching things in a hospital. If you work in a hospital, remember the alcohol doesn't work as well. Soap and water are the best thing against Clostridium difficile next to stronger bleach. Dilute bleach doesn't seem to prevent these bacteria from surviving. They're learning how to survive. Remember to tune in. This is 958A, 958B, Dr. Joshua Yamoto on You Can Prevent a Stroke. Great book they wrote, simple book. Joshua Yamamoto, Yamamoto. You'll want to listen to that. Download the B segment, You Can Prevent a Stroke. And along with talking about opium and addiction that women who have vaginal deliveries, make sure you practice other techniques, stress management techniques, meditation, pain management, guided imagery techniques if you're going to have a baby. But you'll want to also listen to John Halpern's interview, 959B, next week, Opium, How an Ancient Flower Shaped and Poisoned Our World. Interesting on what his take is on what's needed to reverse this problem. We'll be back next week with the latest news of the week. In the meantime, stay well, exercise, eat healthy, and do cognitively interesting things, and cut back a little alcohol, and you can prevent 60% of dementia with just those and another sizable amount if you do speed of processing games. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks for great engineering. Tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week.